at the end of 1939, the relief figures are just as high as they had been for the last 5 years. When the war started, relate perhaps how things went then, how quickly the manpower was readjusted into the war situation, how quickly the relief situation declined.
More or less gradually, slowly. Well, I don't know. Wait a minute. No, we didn't go to Grosses until... Well, of course, a lot of these men, of course, they did they just joined up if they weren't, when they joined up with, they were getting something, they were getting fed, clothed, and sheltered. Mm-hmm. They joined up, their wife got an allowance.
Right.
I mean, and so I would imagine that in 1939, probably in less than a year, I would imagine that people who had been broke were getting quite affluent.
Right.
You know.
So pretty well the relief role should have been decimated by that time.
By 40.
Right.
It should have been very little left on the relief rolls.
Right.
Except those who were old, and for the old age pension. Had it come to being then?
I'm not sure of that.
Yes, because that's right. Because it was $20 a month. That's right. It was born at the time when the Liberals and Conservatives, the two members of the CCF party controlled the House. And they went in with the Liberals because Liberals promised to bring in the old age pension.
Mm-hmm.
And the Liberals brought in the old age pensions. It was about this, but so I don't know exactly what it was, but it must have been somewhere. Let's see. No, it was during the war.
It was during the Depression that other parties such as the CCF started, and matter of fact, Ernest Winch
provincially
was the member for this area. Was there any organization locally in the Lochdale community?
Yeah, the Lochdale CCF Club.
Right, where did it generally meet?
In Dow's store.
In Dow's store. Oh.
We were the two of the charter members, my wife and I. Yeah.
Well, if you had to sort of sum up the experiences of the Depression as they sort of filtered down now through these years, what would be some of your final statements on the matter?
Well, I don't know. like all these kind of things, they could be avoided, but they weren't. It was always to me, it was amazing to me, was the moment a war started that we could raise all kinds of money for that kind of business. We never could raise any money for peacetime. That's the thing that always amazes me. But as for itself, you just had to accept the fact it was there and make the best of it, do without. Even though you had a grocery store, you had to pay your bills. If you didn't pay your bills, well, you wouldn't be in the grocery store very long. So as long as you could keep on paying them, and the only unfortunate part of the scrip was that the more scrip you took, of course, the less goods you had on your shelves, and therefore you less crash customers you would get. Mm-hmm. You had a choice. If we'd have been strictly cash, we might not have done as much business, but we would never have been broke.
Right. This was the advantage that the big store had, because when people had money, they wanted to go there.
That's right. That is, of course, it's the one sad thing, and it probably is the same today with a small storekeeper. The people go to him when they're in distress, but they never go to him when they have any money. And that was the same in the Depression. Unless, of course, I suppose in the towns where there were only so many stores, small town, probably a little bit different. But here, you had all the stores in town, which had more money behind them, therefore they had more goods on their shelves, and a better variety, and probably a little cheaper price. But they always forget the fact that it costs the money to go there and it costs the money to get back. But I think in sometimes I think in one way though that as Wells, a man and his wife probably together a whole lot more than when things are affluent. I think they've got to more or less, they've got to cooperate, they must cooperate. The only way is to do it. I know, we never grumble about it, but we just took it as it came. That's the only way you can get by. But as I still say, it's unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope for people today they'll never get another one. So.
Thank you very much. This interview with Mr. A.W. Dow of 599 Sperling Avenue, Burnaby 2, B.C., was conducted by Larry R. Jensen on November 11th, 1974.